play-by-play coverage of Silver Streaks girls basketball on WGIO is brought to you in part by OSF St. Mary Medical Center. Altogether better. Dave's Auto Body. You better call Dave's. By McDonald's, I'm loving it. Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating, because you deserve to be comfortable in your home, but not miserable when you get the bill. Crady Insurance, one office for all your insurance needs. Breed Love Sporting Goods in downtown Kewaunee. And by Galesburg Nissan, now located at 2080 North Henderson Street in Galesburg. And now, the WGIL broadcast team of Jim Wyman and Eric Gibson with GHS Girls Basketball on Galesburg Radio 14.
Looks like we're going to start a little early here as the two teams are gathered around their respective benches. It's about 19 minutes after 7 o'clock, and it's going to be the normal U-High Pioneers 17-4 on the season against the Silver Streaks. They're 14-10. Let's go down to Bill Allison for the announcement of the starting lineups.
From normal U-High against our own Galesburg Silver Streaks. Now, if you all please rise and honor America for the playing of the national anthem. Now here are your starting lineups. First for the Pioneers of Normal U-High. A 6'1 sophomore, number 22, Shantae Stonewall. A 5'9 sophomore, number 30, Bailey Larson. A 5'7 senior, number 32, Tori Dubit. A 6' senior, number 42, Destiny Ramsey. And a 6'3 senior, number 50, Emma Stroyan. U-High coached by Laura Sellers, assisted by Tom Whiting and Latrice Ferguson. Now the starting lineup for your Galesburg Silver Streaks. A 5'5 sophomore, number 3, Kaylin Boydston. A 5'8 junior, number 20, Casey Williams. A 5'4 senior, number 34, Haley Kelso. A 5'9 junior, number 40, Sabrina Clay. And a 6'1 sophomore, number 54, Shaylee Florine. Silver Streaks coached by Evan Massey, assisted by Andy Allison and Jay Barsinger.
Our officials for tonight's game, Brad Gooding is the referee. He's from Carthage. Dave Frackleton of Peoria and Dave Seiler of Peoria. U-High is dressed in their dark uniforms, the black uniforms. They have the orange shoulders, U-High across the back with the green numerals. They'll be going from left to right. The Streaks in their home white uniforms with silver streaks across the chest in black and the silver numerals. Shaylee Florine at center court. We'll jump it up against Shantae Stonewall, and it's won by Normal U-High. They roll right into Stroyan. Stroyan backs in against Florine, puts it up, and Florine gets a rebound. Back comes Galesburg. Here comes Boydston. Near side to Casey Williams. Up top now to Boydston. Just underway here at John Thiel Gym. It's Galesburg and Normal U-High. Now top of the key. through the between the circles is Boydston. Right side, Sabrina Clay to Florine. Florine now to Boydston. Man-to-man defense for the Pioneers. Alley-oop pass inside the lane now to Florine. She'll go right to the basket, put it up no good. The rebound, though, Clay out to Williams. Casey with the three, no. The rebound, Stroyan this time for Juhai. Back on the attack now. They get it down in the lane. Here's a left-handed shot put up no good, this time by Dubit. And we'll get a whistle, and it's going to go out of bounds off of Juhai, and Galesburg will have it.
Well, a good first possession by the Streaks defensively as they went right into Stroyan, and a nice shot by Shaley, giving Stroyan some space and then going and blocking the shot by Stroyan. A very nice job of Shaley not coming down with that arm. We've talked about that all season. That usually results in a foul call.
Ball knocked out of bounds in front of the U-Hi bench. Williams will throw it in for the Streaks. It's Galesburg's ball in the front court on the west side of the gym. Boydston now goes all the way to the basket, got away, and then coming up behind her is Stonewall to knock it out of bounds. Didn't she get a little arm there?
I don't think she ever got away either, because I think that's what Stonewall was playing for the whole time. She's going to let Boydston get by her and just go ahead and swat that shot away.
Here's Kelso right wing, back up top to Williams, now to Boydston. No score in the game, just underway, 6:50 to go first quarter. Now outside the three-point line is Clay to Florine. Right side now to Boydston with the ball over her head right wing. Kelso wide open for the three, top of the key. Haley Kelso picks up where she left off this afternoon. She had a big first quarter, 3-0 Galesburg. Back on the attack now comes Juhai on the baseline. Here's the jumper, is going to be up and through for Juhai, and scoring that point for Juhai is Destiny Ramsey. Ramsey getting it on the baseline and putting it through. Now tipped away and stolen by Larson. Larson all the way back down for Juhai. She'll put it up good. Just like that, it's 4-3 Juhai.
Jim, you know what? The Streaks probably have to get that ball out of Kaylin's hands a little quicker because she has Stonewall on her. Stonewall's way bigger and longer. So the good thing for the Streaks is they can take Stonewall out of the defensive plays. The bad thing for the Streaks is they're going to have somebody else run the ball, and here comes Raina Goley.
They get the ball into Clay. Clay tried to back in and is fouled on the play by Bailey Larson, the 5'9 sophomore for Juhai. And so that's her first, the first team foul. As Eric said, Raina Gully in, Kaylin Boydston out. Raina will throw it in, comes right into Clay. Clay from her knee puts the shot up, and looks like she got hurt.
Yeah, well, that was a little bit of an ill-advised shot there by...
That's a horse shot.
Sabrina, she was down on one knee. She should have just kicked that one out and just dealt with the fact that she missed.
Raina again comes into Casey Williams. Williams now has to pick up her dribble on the top of the key. Now to Kelso, center court Gully. Gully now gets it up top. She's double-teamed, got it to Kelso. Now the backdoor pass to Clay. Clay will put it up no good. The rebound controlled underneath by Stroyan. Stroyan gets the outlet pass, and back on the attack comes Juhai. Now they go right in the lane to Stonewall. She puts it up, no good, gets her own rebound. But the ball goes off of Stonewall, out of bounds. She's getting off to a little bit of a rough start. It'll be Galesburg's ball.
Well, a bad decision right there by Shantae Stonewall. She tried to go up and over. She probably could have spun to the baseline and had an easier shot.
Gully to Kelso now. Center court, Raina Gully. Bounce pass here on the near side to Williams. Now to Clay. Clay outside the three-point perimeter. Got the ball now to Gully. Back to Clay. Clay sees an opening, drives in. Instead to Gully. She'll take the pull-up jumper in the lane. Good. Raina Gully with the basket. 5-4 Silver Streaks. 5:09 to go here. Now right into Stroyan. Puts it up over Florine. Good. Emma Stroyan answers for the Pioneers of Juhai. And back comes Galesburg. It's 6-5 Juhai. Now Williams. Williams near side. Now to Gully. Gully has the ball tipped away. It's picked up now by Stonewall. Stonewall all the way back down. She's going to put it up. Good. Shantae Stonewall with the basket. Stonewall's first of the ball game, and it's 8-5 now in favor of Normal Juhai. Here comes
Juhai running at 1-3-1, Jim, and it's really giving the Streaks problems because you can tell they haven't really practiced against this before because they don't know where to attack it. Because with the three, you have the three players going across essentially the free throw line, and they have Stonewall up top, so the length is really hurting the Streaks' ability to get this ball around.
Now here's going to an over and back going to be called against the Silver Streaks. Clay was caught in the corner. Tried to get it out to Williams. Williams couldn't control the pass. It goes over the three-point line. And so now we see Stonewall is going to go out of the ballgame for Juhai.
Interesting decision here by the coach to bring her out because she is a very active player both offensively and defensively. So Coach Laura Sellers deciding a little change up here.
Dubet on the left side. Now the ball comes in the lane. Shot up no good. Shot up again no good. Now the rebound put back up underneath by Wilson. And now still another rebound goes right back to Wilson to Dubet. Now they go on the left wing. Here's a drive along the baseline. Here's a three-point shot from the left side going to be short. And the rebound controlled by Clay. Hard to see these numbers. They have green numbers on black uniforms. That was Chantel Wilson with the three. Here's a backdoor to Clay, and Clay will put it up and through for the Streaks. Sabrina Clay's first of the game. 8-7 now in favor of U-High. Back comes Tori Dubet. Dubet, I should say. Dubet now on the high left wing, being guarded by Kelso. Comes on the right side. The ball was tipped away. Stroyan was able to get her hands back on it. Now back up to Wilson. Now they go to Stroyan. Stroyan in the lane, dribbles right through the paint, puts it up, no good. The rebound, Florine for the Streaks. Here comes Galesburg right to left. This is Raina Gully over the timeline. Gully holds up her dribble, now to Williams. 8-7 now in favor of Normal UI. 3:13 to go here in the first quarter. This is Gully, drives the foul line, tried to get a bounce pass to Florine, but it bounced right off her foot, picked up by Stroyan. She comes all the way back down. Now back up top. They get it to Avery Hamm, who puts the shot up no good. The rebound comes all the way out, picked up by U-High. Here's a shot up in the lane, no good. And the player comes up limping. The rebound was controlled by Florine. It was Tori Dubet who put up that shot for U-High. Now Gully had trouble in the corner. She gets run into over there by Destiny Ramsey of U-High. The ball goes out of bounds, and they say it went off of Gully, and so it'll be U-High's ball.
Five turnovers now in the Silver Streaks, and I think goalie's got the right idea. They need to start attacking the gaps of the 1-3-1 on the dribble, collapse it down a little bit. The Streaks, by passing it around, just are allowing that zone to get wider and wider, and it's making more difficult for the Streaks to find open passing lanes.
Here's the three-point shot. It's going to be just inside the line by Ramsey. So Ramsey hits the basket. She has four, and it's 10-7 in favor of U-High. Williams now in the corner to Clay. Back up top now to Boydston. Backdoor pass to Sammy Thompson, and Sammy's going to put it up and through. Sammy's had a good day today for the Silver Streaks, coming off the bench and scoring immediately. It's 10-9 in favor of U-High. Back now on the attack comes U-High. Here's a 17-foot jumper, no good, by Chantel Wilson. The ball in the lane picked up by Wilson. She was able to get it over to Ramsey, and Ramsey's able to put it up and through. Ramsey has six. It's 12-9 now, U-High. Right side, Kelso. She's going to fire the three from the corner. Yes! Oh, that's the way to answer. Haley Kelso with the three, and it's 12-12 with a minute 45 to go first quarter. Now Stroyan out beyond the three-point line. Gets the ball to Chantel Wilson. Drives the lane, puts it up and through.
Jim, nobody stopped Wilson right
nobody
there. She had an easy little jumper. Sabrina's got to jump out when she sees her driving at her.
14-12 now in favor of U-High. Williams out to Boydston, and Boydston will call out the play with a minute 25 to go first quarter. 14-12 in favor of Normal U-High. Here's Thompson. Gets it to Clay, now right corner to Boydston. Boydston guarded on the right corner. Gets the ball over to Sammy Thompson. She goes to the right corner. Now to Williams, who lost the ball. Goes out of bounds. They'll give it to...
Should be a Silver Streak ball. It will
Galesburg.
Be. Well, right there, U-High came out and they went into a man-to-man, and I don't think the Streaks recognized it soon enough to get into one of their offensive sets. They've got to be wary that if U-High is going to keep switching these defenses and see what's coming, because it looks like they're in man-to-man. Nope, they're going to go 2-3 now.
Boydston will throw it in, finds Clay on the inbounds pass, and Sabrina Clay puts it up and through for the Streaks. 14-all, Galesburg staying right with them. A minute to go first quarter. Back comes Bailey Larson, who's come back into the game, along with Shantae Stonewall, and now she throws it away. Larson does.
That's the first turnover of the game for U-High.
You didn't have to tell me that. How many? We have six?
We have five, yep.
Here comes Sammy Thompson now, gives it to Boydston, and the Streaks come on the attack right to left. Sammy has it up top. She's going to drive the foul line. She's picked up by Stonewall. The ball got tipped away, picked up by Williams, though. Back to Boydston, near side Sammy. Sammy Thompson holds the ball over her head. Back up top now to Boydston. Boydston backs out at center court. Now looking, gets it to Clay beyond the three-point line. Clay, a bounce pass now to Sammy. Sammy gets run over by Stonewall, and Stonewall comes all the way back down and puts it up and through. No foul there?
Well, they're obviously going to let little bumps go. As I thought Stonewall did, other than the contact, Stonewall did a good job taking a good angle there.
Now stolen away from Boydston by Bailey Larson. Look out here. Larson in the backcourt. Gets the ball ahead now to Kate Olson, who's into the game. Olson on the right side. Here's the three-pointer right wing. No good. The rebound controlled by Williams. Now we come down to the end of the quarter as that last shot was taken by Chantel Wilson. The ball's going to go out of bounds here in the near corner in front of us with 1.3 seconds to go on the clock. Kelso, along with Florine and Gully, are going to come back into the game for the Streaks. Let's see if they run the baseball pass here.
We're saying this engine.
Oh, okay, that's right. They come into Kelso. She's going to take the three, and Kelso misses the three. She got a good look. That's the end of the first quarter with the score. It's U-High 16, Galesburg 14. You're listening to Silver Streak Girls Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
It's Gene and Mike from the new Yem Ford in Galesburg.
We've kicked off 2014 with some exciting new renovations here at Yem Ford. There's more lighting on the lot. We also are updating the service department, detail, and truck shops.
In fact, you can look for lots of changes here over the next couple of months.
But what will never change is that Yem Ford is still number one Ford dealer in Galesburg, Monmouth, and the surrounding area.
Zero for 60 plus is back on select new 2013 and 2014. Fords in stock.
Like a new 2013 Ford C-Max Hybrid that gets 45 miles per gallon city. Buy with zero for 60, plus you'll save over $2,800.
Or a new 2013 Ford F-150 Super Crew 4x4. Get 0% for 60, plus you'll save over $8,800.
We can't wait to show you all the new changes happening inside and all the great deals happening outside.
At your new Yem Ford, corner of West Main and Linwood Road, Galesburg, and at YemFord.com.
State Treasurer and gubernatorial candidate Dan Rutherford joins us Monday morning on the WGIL Morning News. I'm Tom Meredith. Join us at 7:40 on Galesburg Radio 14 WGIL.
Galesburg ball to start the second quarter. The Streaks in the front court. Casey Williams now gets it to Raina Gully. 16-14 in favor of Normal U-High. As we start the second quarter, Sabrina Clay at center court being bothered by Shantae Stonewall. And now we're going to get a push called against U-High.
It's going to go against Bailey Larson, her second, as she bodied up against Raina Gully. Only the second foul of the game called, both of them against U-High. It was the last time we saw this.
Stroyan and Destiny Ramsey come in for U-High. Now it's going to come in front court to Raina Gully. Gully now gets it to Clay. Now to Florine, now to Gully. Gully on the left wing. Back up now to Williams. Williams drives the three-point side right side. Now to Gully. Gully bothered. Got it to Clay. Coming down to the seven-minute mark in the second quarter. 16-14, U-High.
So U-High does a great job with the help defense, Jim. Sorry. And also they're in this man-to-man, and they're doing a great job. Once one of their players gets beat, another one helps out.
Here's Kelso with the three high in the right side. No good. The rebound, though. Florine back out to Kelso. Now to Williams. Williams takes a dribble now, working against Kate Olson. Back up top, now to Gully. Gully being guarded out top, now got it to Kelso. Kelso got a pick from Clay. Kelso goes down, and the ball goes out of bounds. They say it went off of U-High.
I don't know. There was no foul there. It looked like Haley got handcuffed. And, you know, the proponents of having a shot clock in high school basketball, this is why the Streaks have controlled the basketball for the first minute and a half of this quarter.
Now they throw it away, and it's picked off. Back on the attack. Now they get it down to Ramsey. She couldn't get a shot up. Now up top to Stroyan. She's going to drive right down the paint. Looked like she traveled, but she's going to put it up and through. Emma Stroyan with four. 18-14 now in favor of Normal U-High. Eric thought she traveled too.
I definitely think she traveled on that one. It looked like she shuffled her feet. She did a little shot fake, shuffled the feet, and then decided to drive.
Gully has it top of the key. Near side now to Williams.
Oh.
We're going to get a whistle away from the action.
They're going to call an illegal screen on Shaylee, but it was one of the weaker illegal screens. Yes, she was moving, but it's that part of the Streaks offense where she sets a quick screen and then rolls off of it. She gets called for the foul there. Her first, Streaks first, and it's a turnover for the Silver Streaks.
Back on the attack now comes Normal U-High. Ramsey has it on the left side, goes inside, got the ball into Kate Olson, but it was tipped away and picked up off the floor by Florine. Back on the attack come the Streaks. This is Kelso on the right side. Foul line right back out to Raina Gully. Galesburg trails by four. Gully now works, spins away up top. Now had some pressure. Kelso will take the three, top of the key, no good. The rebound comes all the way back to the foul line and is picked up by Stroyan. Back on the attack comes Dubit. Now she got the ball to Stonewall, who puts the baseline jumper up, no good. And now the ball is going to be saved inbounds by Stroyan. And we'll have a whistle, and let's see.
We're going to get a foul, I think, on Casey Williams. She fell over, and I think she's going to get the call because her and Stroyan were battling for the ball along the baseline. I think she just fell into her.
First on Casey, second team foul in the streaks. Two team fouls each for Uhigh and Galesburg. It's going to be triggered in by Ramsey. Gets it into now Stonewall on the right side. Here's a pass into Ramsey. Ramsey against Clay puts the off-balance shot up. Clay got a hand on it, and it hit the bottom of the backboard and went right to Florine. Here comes Gully now. They get the ball back up top now to Florine. Florine now to Gully, or to now Gully has it right side from Clay. Gully breaks away, drives inside, and we'll get a whistle and a foul called here.
I like that play right there by Raina Gully. She was getting way too much pressure from Tori Dubit. Dubit was trying to body her up. She was swiping at the ball. So Raina just took the ball, ripped through, and went right by her. And while she was doing it, Dubit tried to again swipe at the ball and ended up committing the foul.
Dubit's first third team foul on University High. Boydston back in, inbounds to Clay. Now to Lexi Daniels up top. Lexi now gets the ball to Kaylin Boydston with 4:55 to go, second quarter. It's 18-14 U-High. Boydston has it tipped away out of bounds by Tori Dubit.
Well, Boydston's got to be careful because I think she was close to the five call, too, and she didn't realize it because Dubit was close enough to her but not really pressuring her.
Sammy or Lexi Daniels gets it into Boydston, now to Sammy. Back out to Kaylin Boydston. Now Sammy breaks away. She's going to drive the basket. Puts it up no good. She was hit by Ramsey. Hughes. No whistle. Now here's a jumper from the left baseline by Destiny Ramsey, and it's going to be good. She has 8 points in the game, and it's 20-14, the six-point lead now for UI, and Massey's going to call a 30-second timeout.
Yeah, a good timeout right now. The Streaks look very disjointed on offense, and, you know, Shaley was on the bench there, and a couple of the other starters were on the bench, and I think they were having an issue of getting the play moving, and now it looks like there might be an injury to Sammy Thompson. She was slow to get up after she hit the floor. She never made it back down the floor. Now she's going to go to the end of the bench. Just the way she's looking, it looks like she may have fallen hard on her hip.
Yeah, favoring her left
side. Now she's grabbing her ankle.
Yeah, so I thought it was her left ankle.
Yeah, ankle or hip, something on the left side of her body. But so she's going to go to the end of the bench. She's out. And Shaley had come in for her. So we'll see. The big thing is the Streaks, like I said earlier, have to keep identifying what defense UHigh is coming out in. Because if they're going to come out in that man-to-man, you can run your offensive sets. But now they're coming back out in this 1-3-1, which gave the Streaks a lot of issues earlier.
Dr. Michael Rux went down and looked at Sammy. Looks like she may be all right. Back comes Galesburg now after the 30-second timeout. They trail by 6, 20-14. Lexi Daniels gets bumped up front, no whistle. Now the back door to Clay. Clay will put it up and through. Ho-ho! Sabrina Clay has six. 20-16. The Streaks narrow it to four.
Great look right there from Kaylin Boydston. She held the ball up at the far side wing, waiting for the right time to make that pass, and she led Sabrina with that pass. That was a great job. She's now got five assists in the game.
Tori Dubit now goes to Ramsey. Back out on the right side to Raven Hughes. Back to Dubit. Now on the left side to Stonewall. Stonewall to Ramsey. Ramsey in the corner to Dubit up top. Now to Ramsey. Ramsey on the left side tried to get it to Stroyan. It was tipped away, but Stroyan was able to get it in the corner. Now to Dubit. He'll take the three up top, in and out, no good. The rebound, Lexi Daniels for the Streaks. Out to Boydston. Here comes Galesburg with a chance to narrow it to two or one. Now they go on the high post, Florine. She'll drive the basket, puts it up no good. The rebound controlled by Destiny Ramsey of UHigh. Outlet pass to Dubit. Dubit all the way back down. Now she threw a bad pass, tried to get it to Stonewall, intercepted by Clay. Back comes Boydston. Boydston all the way to the basket, has it rejected by Ramsey. Ramsey now battling in the backcourt, works against Boydston. Galesburg fans wanted a foul there, not going to get it. I think it could have gone either way. Now Dubit. At center court with 3 minutes to go, second quarter, 20-16 in favor of UHigh. They have the ball in their front court on the east side. Dubit drives inside, shovels to Stroyan. She'll take the jumper. It's good from the left side. Stroyan got three over on the left along the baseline. She has 6 points in the game, and now we'll get a whistle here.
I don't know what the whistle's going to be.
I think substitutions.
What? But why are they laying substitutions?
The ball got away down there.
That's still not... Technically, that's not a dead ball situation where you can allow substitutions, but...
Dave Frackleton begs to differ with you, buddy.
The officials run the game, I suppose.
Here comes Williams for the Streaks. They trail by six. Near side to Clay. Clay on the dribble towards the corner. Now it's to pick up her dribble. Throw a bad pass, and it's picked up by Stonewall. Stonewall all the way get back down. She'll put the shot up and through. Shantae Stonewall has six. 24-16, the 8-point lead now, and Massey's going to call another 30-second timeout. Boy, after the other timeout, they seemed to, the momentum seemed to switch, but now switch back to U-High.
Yeah, the issue is the Streaks aren't dealing well with this 1-3-1, and so unfortunately, every time they've come down and they're in this 1-3-1, the Streaks get themselves pushed farther and farther off on the floor, and they end up with the ball trapped in a corner somewhere because the Streaks aren't getting the ball and pushing it towards the hoop.
If you just joined us, Morton beat Alleman in the noon game today, 64-52. Morton won the tournament. Then in the 1:30 game, it was Quincy Notre Dame 58, U-High 47. Morton beat Peoria High, 60-44 in the 4:30 game. And then Quincy Notre Dame over Alleman, 72-51 in the 6 o'clock game. Morton undefeated in the tournament. They have already gone home with the trophy. Here comes Galesburg after the 30-second timeout. They trail 24-16. Casey Williams here on the near side gets double-teamed. Now that gets the ball to Clay. They go to Boydston. Boydston looking. Shovels off right side to Lexi Daniels. Daniels tried to get it to Florine. It was tipped away and picked up by Stroyan. Back comes U-High. This is Wilson. Chantel Wilson gets it to Stonewall. She puts it up no good. The rebound Florine for Galesburg. The Streaks now on the run right to left. Back down comes Boydston. Right side Daniels. Lexi with the three-pointer, no good. Off the glass. The rebound controlled by Shantae Stonewall. Stonewall brings the ball out herself. She can work the point or work inside. Stonewall goes all the way to the basket. She'll put the right-handed layup up from the left side, and it's good. She has a 26-16. Back comes Daniels now for the Streaks. Lexi now to Kaylin Boydston. She got bumped, and we'll get a whistle and a foul called here.
You know, Jim, for the alleged emphasis on all the hand checking and hand violations, this U-High team, they're very slappy. They get their hands all over you. I've been watching every time the Streaks bring the ball up the floor, they're swatting at shoulders, elbows, just kind of feeling you out the whole way. And that was supposed to be an emphasis that the officials weren't supposed to let go this year.
Dubit called for the foul now. The inbounds pass comes into Clay, and we're going to get a whistle and a foul called here. They're going to get Sabrina. No, they're going to get it on Stroyan. So Stroyan picks up her first. That's the 15th foul against University High of Normal. And Sabrina Clay will step to the free throw line. She has 6 points in the game. She'll shoot two free throws here. It's on the way, and she missed it. Clay on the year for Galesburg is a 63% free throw shooter.
She stopped better than that in the last game, though.
4 for 6. She missed both of these, though. The rebound controlled by Destiny Ramsey gets the ball out to Chantel Wilson, and Wilson will work the point. Wilson now looking on the left side for Stonewall. Instead comes to Kate Olson on the right wing. Now to Ramsey, back out to Olson. Now they'll try the left side to Stonewall. She goes in the left corner to Ramsey, but the ball was tipped away by Clay. Clay was following Ramsey step for step.
Yeah, good job defensively right there by the Streaks, but you wonder if at some point the Streaks are going to need to just say, okay, you guys can shoot the threes. You haven't proved to us you can make it. We're just going to sit back in a 2-3 zone and try to take away the inside because the Streaks have given up way too many offensive rebounds and way too many baskets by the inside players.
Turnaround jumper at the foul line by Stroyan. No good. Rebound Florine to Gully, who's back in the game. Reyna now. Right side to Kelso. She's got the wide open three. Takes it. No good. Rebound, though, Florine. Right back up. No. The rebound fought for and pulled down by Stonewall. Shantae Stonewall now for U-High. Brings it back down quickly. All the way to the basket. Underhand layup. No good. The rebound Williams for the Streaks. Back comes Galesburg with 47 seconds to go. Second quarter. Williams now. Bounce pass to Kelso. Thought about the three. Looked at it. Now to Gully to Florine. Florine at the foul line to Williams here on the left wing. Back up top, not a Gully with 35 seconds to go in the quarter. It's 26-16 in favor of Normal U-High. Now Gully, here's Kelso, will take the three, no! The rebound, controlled in the lane by Destiny Ramsey. Ramsey, the outlet pass now to Wilson. Left side, Kate Olson. Olson back up top now, gets it to Chantel Wilson. Wilson works against Gully, top of the key with 14 seconds to go, and now Destiny Ramsey puts the ball under her arm. Now she will drive the lane. Puts the shot up. No good. The rebound. Florine for the Streaks. 6 seconds to go in the quarter. 4 seconds to go. Gully now spins. Gets it right side to Kelso. She tried to take the three in front of the U-High bench. And guess who was in front of her? Shantae Stonewall. And Stonewall said, not today, Miss Kelso. And that's the end of the first half with the score. It's University High 26, Galesburg 16. You're listening to Silver Streak Girls Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
Good luck, Silver Streaks, from the all-new Galesburg Nissan right in front of Sandburg Mall. Stop in and check out the new 2014 Nissans, the most innovative and exciting cars available today. Over 150 to choose from at Galesburg Nissan right in front of Sandburg Mall.
Looks like the mailman's here with a great big package. I wonder if that's for Mommy. Did Daddy give Mommy a present? Oh my goodness, that is huge. Ooh, it's kind of heavy, huh? Let's see what we got. A power bill? What the?
Giant power bills are no present. Save money on yours with a high-efficiency furnace from Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating. Because you deserve to be comfortable in your home, but not miserable when you get the bill.
It's Gene and Mike from the new Yem Ford in Galesburg.
We've kicked off 2014 with some exciting new renovations here at Yem Ford. There's more lighting on the lot. We also are updating the service department, detail, and truck shops.
In fact, you can look for lots of changes here over the next couple of months.
But what will never change is that Yem Ford is still number one Ford dealer in Galesburg, Monmouth, and the surrounding area.
Zero for 60 plus is back on select new 2013 and 2014 Fords in stock.
Like a new 2013 Ford C-Max Hybrid that gets 45 miles per gallon city, buy with 0 for 60, plus you'll save over $2,800.
Or a new 2013 Ford F-150 Super Crew 4x4, get 0% for 60, plus you'll save over $8,800.
We can't wait to show you all the new changes happening inside and all the great deals happening outside.
At your new Yem Ford, corner of West Main and Linwood Road, Galesburg, and at YemFord.com.
The best selection, excellent service, and me, Jesse J. Perez. Now that's a three-point shot that just can't be beat. Score a great deal today from Jesse J. at Yem Chevrolet Buick GMC, Chrysler Jeep, Dodge, and Ram. North Henderson Street, Galesburg.
Silver Streaks Girls Basketball and WGIL is brought to you in part by Arby's on North Henderson Street in Galesburg and by Rob Williams, State Farm Agent in the 4L Plaza in Galesburg for all your insurance and financial services needs. Proud to bring you GHS Girls Basketball on WGIL.
WGIL's coverage of Galesburg High School girls basketball continues with the Silver Streaks Halftime Report on Galesburg Radio 14.
At the half, it's U-High 26, Galesburg 16. Jim Wyman, Eric Gibson back with you on WGIL. Our halftime scoreboard is brought to you by Craddy Insurance, one office for all your insurance needs. Craddy Insurance, Henderson and Fremont in Galesburg. I want to remind you before we run down the stats, the University of Illinois will be at Indiana tomorrow to play the Hoosiers. You can hear that game on WGIL beginning at 1:30. Our next ball game will be Thursday night. It'll be the Quincy Blue Devils coming to John Field Gym to play the Silver Streaks. 6:40 the pregame show, 7 o'clock the tip-off, and then we'll play again next Saturday against Peoria Emanuel here at John Field Gym. 1:30 the tip-off. The 1:10 pregame show on WGIL. And then the boys' next game is going to be against Alleman. That will be next Friday night, 7:06, the pregame show with Brad Benowitz and Jim Lee, 7:30, the tip-off. I got to see Alleman last night against Quincy, and Alleman had so many chances, the Alleman boys, in that game, but unable to take advantage of it. And Quincy ended up winning that game 46-42. Here at John Thiel Gym, it's 26-16. Let's run down the scoring. First of all, for Alleman, they have two players with 8 points. Shantae Stonewall with 8. She has 2 baskets in each quarter. And Destiny Ramsey with 8 points in the game. 6 points for Emma Stroyan, their 6'3 senior center. 2 points for Chantel Wilson and 2 points for Bailey Larson. For the Streaks, 2 players with 6. Haley Kelso has 2 3-pointers in the first quarter for 6 points. 6 points for Sabrina Clay. She had 2 first-quarter baskets. She had the only points Galesburg scored in the second quarter as Galesburg had a 2-point second quarter. 2 points in the game for Raina Gully and 2 for Sammy Thompson. It was 16-14 U-High at the end of the first quarter. University High outscoring Galesburg 10-2 in the second quarter to lead it at the half, 26-16. U-High earlier today lost to Quincy Notre Dame 58-47. And so Morton wins this tournament going 5-0. Eric's working furiously on his stats. He'll have them for you. We'll take a break and come back, and we'll have Eric Gibson's stats. You're listening to Silver Streak Girls Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
He shoots, he scores. Hi, it's Jesse J. Perez from Yem Chevrolet Buick GMC Chrysler Jeep Dodge and Ram in Galesburg. When you're ready to shop for your next new or pre-owned car, no one can go the distance today like Jesse J.
Hey, I'm hitting McDonald's for a coffee run. How do you take your coffee?
With an Egg White Delight McMuffin.
You take your coffee with an Egg White Delight.
What's coffee without breakfast?
Right. Okay, how about you, Joe?
One cream, one sugar, one Egg White Delight.
Uh-huh. John?
Black.
So you don't want an Egg White Delight?
No. I want two of them.
McDonald's McCafe Coffee and the Egg White Delight McMuffin are great apart, but amazing together. So, how do you take yours? McCafe, proud to serve the U.S. Olympic and Paralympic teams at participating McDonald's.
People who insist that it doesn't matter who does your screen printing have lower standards than you. You know what you want. You know what you expect. Clean lines, artistic designs, quality materials that players will actually want to wear. Screen-printed sportswear like that comes from Breedlove Sporting Goods in downtown Kewaunee. Soft, comfortable fabrics, bright, bold colors, crisp school logos that profess your loyalty loud and proud. Find everything you need on and off the field at Breedlove's in downtown Kewaunee. Everything sports.
Kelly Jensen, lead radiology technologist at OSF St. Mary Medical Center, talks about the latest advancement in breast imaging.
3D mammography takes slices through the breast tissue, allowing the radiologist to see just that millimeter of breast tissue without overlying breast structures obscuring the view. We're very pleased to be the first in the area to offer this new breast imaging technology to our area patients.
Schedule your screening today. OSF St. Mary Medical Center, all together better.
The official WGIL forecast, winter storm warning from 6 p.m. tomorrow until 3 p.m. Monday for Warren, Henry, Henderson, and Mercer counties. A winter weather advisory from midnight tonight until 9 a.m. tomorrow for Henry County. And a wind chill warning from midnight tomorrow night until noon Tuesday for Knox, Fulton, Peoria, and Stark counties. Partly cloudy this evening and the snow after midnight with snow accumulation of 1 to 4 inches and lows dropping down around 6 degrees. Currently, it is 12 degrees at Galesburg Radio 14, WGIL.
It's winter green. The new green WGIL button is here. Pick up your free button today at a participating sponsor. You could win up to $500 in cash from WGIL.
Jim Wyman, Eric Gibson. Eric's Halftime Stats brought to you by Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating, because you deserve to be comfortable in your home, but not miserable when you get the bill. How many turnovers for the Streaks?
Too many. 11 turnovers in the first half for the Silver Streaks. Only 3 turnovers by U-High. They've done a nice job of controlling the basketball, and after watching them against Quincy Notre Dame this afternoon, I didn't think that was going to be the case. Quincy Notre Dame did a good job of forcing some bad passes, and right now U-High is doing the exact opposite thing. They're the ones forcing the Streaks into some bad turnovers. Streaks do lead the rebounding battle, 18-17, but offensive rebounds to U-High's favor, 7-5. U-High, 13 of 29 from inside the arc, 0 of 4 from distance, good for 39% in the first half. Streaks, 5 of 13 from inside, 2 of 10 from distance, good for 30%. Leading the way for U-High in rebounds, 5 rebounds for Emma Stroyan to go with her 2 blocks. Stonewall also 3 rebounds and 2 blocks. Streaks individual stats, in addition to the points that Jim told you about earlier, Kaylin Boydson has 5 assists, and Shaylee Florine has 9 rebounds, a block, and a steal.
So Galesburg and Normal U-High will get ready to go here in the second half of play. And again, Morton has already won this Martin Luther King tournament. They have gone home with the trophy, finishing 5-0 in this tournament. I was trying to think what Galesburg is in this
tournament.
2-2, okay.
I figured it out right before the game. So is U-High.
You kind of lose track. You know?
Yeah, well, and it's so spread out. I mean, and then in addition to the games we've played the last 2 weekends, the Streaks also count the Allman game that was also a conference game.
Conference game, right. And that was the first game of the Martin Luther King tournament. So the two teams coming out on the floor, Galesburg dressed in the home white uniforms with silver streaks in silver and black across the chest and the silver numerals.
I think this is the first time I've done this tournament where the Streaks played most of their games away from Galesburg. At least usually they play a couple games at Knox College. This year the Streaks had the game at Allman and then they had the game at Morton, or I suppose 2 of the games away.
Well, I've asked Aunt Massey three times about why they're not at Knox, and he just says issues, and that's all he'll say. So I don't know what's going on out there.
Well, I have the answer, and the answer is that, according to the athletic director, Ralph Henning, it became too costly. Knox College makes the Streaks rent the gym, and it was just becoming too much of a cost for the Streaks to be able to do it that way.
Here's Uhai with the ball. They go right into Stroyan. Stroyan tried a hook shot. It was blocked by Florine. Back comes Galesburg as Boydston brings it back up left to right. Boydston looking for Clay on the right side. Finds her. Galesburg going from left to right, which is west to east. Now to Florine at center court. Left side, Casey Williams. Williams now, 26-16, Uhai. Williams all the way to the basket, puts it up, no good. The rebound, Stonewall. She came down, lost it, but it was picked up by Dubit. Dubit now on the right side to Ramsey. Ramsey goes right inside, puts it up and through. Destiny Ramsey with 10 points. 28-16. I got a couple lights out on that board. Now it goes left side to Williams. Williams now thinking about the three. Instead looks back in the left corner. Comes back out to Sabrina Clay. Now to Boydston. Right side to Kelso. Kelso back to Williams. Williams looking. Now to Boydston. Now they go to the back door. Clay. And Clay's going to put it up and through. Great pass by Boydston.
Yeah, that was wide open.
8 points for Sabrina Clay. And now we're going to get a whistle here as Stonewall. Boy, goes right to the basket. The basket's going to count and she's going to be fouled. Wow.
By no means am I saying she's anywhere close to as good, but Stonewall's game kind of reminds me of LeBron's game in which she can handle the ball, she can get to the rim at will, and she also plays in the post a little bit.
She's 6'1". She misses the free throw. There should have been a foul there as Stroyan was reaching over Florine's back going for the rebound and prevented Florine from getting to the ball, but Dave Frackleton says no, it's just Galesburg's ball. So here come the Streaks down by 12. Left side now to Williams, now to Boydston. Threw a lazy pass that Stonewall almost got to. Now to Clay, to Boydston, and to Florine. Florine puts it up against Stroyan. Good. Shaylee Florine's first basket of the game makes it 30-20. Back on the attack now comes Chantel Wilson. Right side, here's a shot up no good by Stroyan. The ball was tipped. Now back in the corner to Stonewall. Back up top now, they get it to Tori Dubit. Dubit now with the dribble. She'll come on the near side to Ramsey. Ramsey will put it up from the baseline. No good. The ball comes back out to Avery Hamm, I believe.
No, actually it was
Bailey
Larson.
No, that's 30. That's Larson.
Yeah, I know. They are rough, tough to read. Because now we're going to get a second foul on Sabrina Clay of the quarter and of the game.
So it'll be Stroyan now up top, right side Dubit. Into Larson, to Ramsey, and now it gets tipped away from Ramsey. Nice job by Boydston getting it off Ramsey's body out of bounds. It'll be Galesburg's ball.
Big possession here for the Silver Streaks. They're down by 10. They need to start chipping away at this lead, and this is the time of the game where if you can get on a little bit of a run, it might give you momentum into the fourth quarter.
Left side, Sabrina Clay to Williams. Alley-oop pass now
in
the high post. They get it to Florine, and she's fouled by Stroyan.
Stroyan does that just about every time. She keeps her hand on the back of Shaylee and then tries to reach over the shoulder to tip the ball away. That's a foul if you're making that contact, and it finally gets called. That's her second foul.
Kate Olson back in the game. Destiny Ramsey out. First team foul. Here's Kelso with the three. Yes! From the left side. Haley Kelso with 9 points, and it's 30-23. Big hoop there, and now we'll get a whistle as they try to get it into Stroyan. And it looks like they'll get Shaylee Florine for the foul here as Florine's on Stroyan's back. Her second, third team foul on the streak.
Probably thought she could get away with it. Stroyan's been getting away with it all game.
Stroyan will throw it in here below us. Comes into Olsen, right back to Stroyan. Nobody near her, and she puts it up and through. Stroyan in the lane all alone.
Well, good screen set. Unfortunately, Kaylin didn't recognize that Shaylee got screened off and nobody picked her up.
Now we'll get a kick by Shantae Stonewall at center court. And Dave Seiler says it'll be Galesburg's ball in front of the scorer's table on the far side. We're in the southwest corner of John Thiel Gym here. The court running from east to west. Left to right, Galesburg's going. That's east or west to east, I should say. Now they get it out to Clay. Back out to Williams. Williams gets bumped hard by Olsen. Really got knocked to the floor. No whistle. Now right side to Kelso. Back out to Boyston. Backdoor Florine. That back door has been open, and Florine puts it up and through. She has four. 32-25. The streaks creep back to within seven. Dubit now back into the front court. Comes on the near side. Is able to get the ball over to Bailey Larson. Larson now the left-handed dribble out beyond the three-point line. Gets a pick from Kate Olson. Now goes in the right corner to Stonewall. Back up top now to Dubit. Dubit got a pick from Stroyant. Ball goes down on the floor, and we're going to get a whistle here and a help ball.
We'll take it because it's going to be streak ball, but that was one quick jump ball call. I think it might have been held by two players at the same time for a split second.
Brad Gooding of Carthage, the referee, making that call. Florine's going to go out. Sammy Thompson in. Raina Gully back in for the streaks. Kaylin Boydston out, so it's Gully along with Sammy Thompson, Haley Kelso, Sabrina Clay, and Casey Williams for Galesburg. 4:30 to go in the third quarter. 32-25, U-High. This is Gully. Right side tried to get it to Kelso. Was tipped out of bounds by Larson. Here comes Ramsey back in, and Shantae Stonewall goes out.
One of the ways to combat a zone like this, Jim, is you've got to stay lower than the zone, so that way that back player has to constantly be thinking about who's down there. And if you can stay lower than the zone, you can also run the baseline and find openings. That's the key, because they can't look, watch up top, and also try to keep track of who's below them.
Here's Kelso trying to get a cross-court pass to Sammy, intercepted by Olson on the break. Now all the way down to Ramsey. Ramsey stops, puts it up, but we'll get a whistle and a foul called on Casey Williams.
Yeah, and that was a foul on Casey. She had her hand on the ball, but unfortunately when Ramsey pulled it through, her hand ended up going onto the forearm wrist area, and that's where the foul gets called.
Williams' second fourth team foul. Destiny Ramsey, the 6-foot senior at the free throw line to shoot two. It's on the way. She missed it. Kelso's going to go out. Lexi Daniels in. So it's Daniels, Gully, Clay, Sammy Thompson, and Casey Williams for the Silver Streaks. 10 points in the game for Destiny Ramsey. Now we'll get another sub. Looks like Bailey Larson's going to go out.
Well, they let that sub take place for quite some time there.
Yeah.
Because they had six players on the floor there for a second.
Here's Ramsey's second free throw. She makes this one. 32-25. Back on the attack comes Raina Gully for the streaks. Right side Lexi Daniels bothered by Olson. Now it goes off Olson's leg out of bounds. It's a Lexi was trying to get it to Sabrina Clay. Good pressure defense out to beyond the three-point line by Uhine.
Well, this is why you got to move the ball quickly from side to side, Jim, because what you do is every time you're against that sideline, they want you there because then they're going to trap you. So they wait till you get there. They're going to let you pass it there, and then they're going to go for you.
Williams breaks away, drives the foul line. Here's Lexi with the three-pointer right side. No good rebound. Raina Gully, she tried to put it right back up. We'll get a whistle and a foul call. I think they're going to get Kate Olson for this one. That'll be her first. Second team foul. Send Raina Gully to the free throw line. She had a nice ball game earlier today. She was 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 8 for 9 from the line. 12 points in the ball game for the streaks. Free throw on the way. She makes it. Great future for the 5'5 freshman, Raina Gully for Galesburg.
Came into the game, the previous game, at 57%. Obviously has raised that.
Second free throw missed. They battle for the rebound. Goes out of bounds. They say it went off Clay as Clay and Stroyan were battling for the rebound on Gully's missed free throw. So now Galesburg will put the backcourt pressure on. Look out here. 33-26, a 7-point lead for U-High. They break the press easily ahead to Ramsey. Ramsey right to the basket, puts it up no good. The rebound fought for. Ramsey had it. Now still fought for it. Comes back out to Williams, and Galesburg has it. Here comes Gully now for the streaks with 3:25 to go third quarter. Raina Gully to Casey Williams. Left side now. Here's a jump shot by Sammy. And Sammy Thompson just inside the three-point line. Well, you can see her gaining confidence too, the sophomore. And now we're going to get a timeout called by Laura Sellers. It'll be a full timeout with 3:11 to go third quarter. It's UI 33, Galesburg 28. You're listening to Silver Street Girls Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
Good luck, Silver Streaks, from the all-new Galesburg Nissan right in front of Sandburg Mall. Stop in and check out the new 2014 Nissans, the most innovative and exciting cars available today. Over 150 to choose from at Galesburg Nissan right in front of Sandburg Mall.
The best selection, excellent service, and me, Jesse J. Perez. Now that's a three-point shot that just can't be beat. Score a great deal today from Jesse J. at Yam, Chevrolet, Buick, GMC, Chrysler Jeep, Dodge, and Ram. North Henderson Street, Galesburg.
Tune in for Fighting Illini basketball as Illinois takes on Indiana. Coverage begins tomorrow.
tomorrow afternoon at 1:30.
The Fighting Illini play here, Galesburg Radio 14 WGIL.
Jim Wyman, Eric Gibson back at John Thiel. Jim, Galesburg's narrowed this lead that once was 12 down to 5 points.
Yeah, and they're doing it because they're doing a much better job finding the openings in the zone, and they're hitting passes on the weak side. That's going to be the key for the Streaks. Now, the other key is they've got to continue to play good defense.
Destiny Ramsey drives down the baseline, is able to get it back up. Here's a shot put up by Chantel Wilson, and it's going to be good. Back on the attack now comes Galesburg. 35-28, 2:50 to go here in the third quarter. Sammy Thompson, left side to Lexi Daniels. Daniels gets double-teamed. The ball taken right away from her, right out of her hands. Fast break now to Olson. Olson here on the near side backs out. Gets the ball now to Larson underneath to Ramsey, and Ramsey will put it up and through. Destiny Ramsey. She has 13 points, 37-28.
Just as we say that, they get a quick 4 points right there. Lexi's got to be stronger with the basketball. You can't just hold it over the top of your head when you have taller players coming at you. That's all they're going to do is reach up and get it.
Williams a bounce pass to Clay, not a Gully. Gully tried to get an off-balance shot up, picked up by Daniels. Daniels now tried to get it up. Here's Gully. She fakes, drives inside, and we'll get a whistle and a foul called here on Olson.
With how much contact they've allowed in this game, I love how frustrated U-High looks every time they get called for a foul, because there was a lot of contact when goalie tried to put that shot up.
Boydston, Florine, and Kelso back in for the Streaks. Clay and Williams stay on the floor for Galesburg. Boydston to throw it in underneath the Galesburg basket to Clay. Clay on the right side will bring it back up top, now gets it to Williams. Williams spins on her pivot foot right side to Kelso. Now up top to Boydston. Boydston looking for Clay. Instead, Clay now on the left wing outside the three-point line to Williams. Williams now will dribble between two girls as the ball knocked away. Ball goes on the floor. We'll get a held ball here, and it'll be U-High's ball in the alternating possession.
Wow. You know, there really could have been a foul called there on Dubit, because Clay was down trying to reach for that ball, and Dubit just kind of ran in as if there was a fumble, and she was jumping on the pile. But no call, and the ball does go to UI on the turnover.
Williams is going to go out. Sammy Thompson back in. So it's Boydston, Kelso, Florine, Clay, and Thompson. Thompson getting a little more time for the Streaks now. Back on the attack comes Larson. On the right side, here's tried to get the backdoor pass to Destiny Ramsey, but it was tipped away and goes out of bounds. They say it's off of UI.
Only the sixth turnover of the game for the U-High Pioneers.
Back now comes Boydston. Gets it to Florine, who's back in. Now right side Kelso. Now to Boydston. To Sammy Thompson in the corner to Clay. Clay now comes back to Boydston. She had trouble with the pass, but is able to pick it up. Now to Florine, but she couldn't control the pass. It goes through her hands and right to Destiny Ramsey. Back come the Pioneers. Left side Stonewall is back in the game. She takes a jumper from the corner. No good. The rebound goes down on the floor. And it's fought for, and it's going to go out of bounds. It went off of Bailey Larson of U-High.
Bad call, but the Streaks will take it.
It was bad, wasn't it?
It went right off. It was clearly right off Sabrina Clay, but she might have gotten held when she was trying to pick the ball up as well.
Left side Thompson. Now Clayers. Kelso with the three, left wing. No. The rebound's going to come out and be picked up by Shantae Stonewall. Stonewall comes back up court. Now gets it to Bailey Larson. Back out to Kate Olson. Right side. Now they'll come back up top to Larson. Now on the near side to Destiny Ramsey, who puts it up and through. Big day for Ramsey. She has 15 in the game. Back comes Boydston now for Galesburg, and we'll get a timeout called by Evan Massey. It'll be a full timeout with 41 seconds to go, third quarter.
Well, you know, Jim, one of the tough things here for the Silver Streaks is the fact that they're much smaller than U-High, so when the length starts to get to them, we've seen quite a few times that the Streaks have the ball, they're getting double-teamed, they can't see around the double-team, and so what happens is then they end up getting rushed, the ball gets tipped out of their hands, they make a bad pass, and that's where a lot of the turnovers are coming from, is because they're just the pressure of U-High just was too much, and so there's no way that unless the Streaks can find a way to get better passing angles, that the Streaks are going to be able to make this happen, a comeback happen, unless they start finding ways to get better passing angles, maybe even getting some backside screens and that kind of thing. I think one of the issues the Streaks are going to have is they need to find a way to get people open. They haven't done that yet. They've kind of been on their heels this whole third quarter when they could have had some momentum built up.
So after the full timeout by Evan Massey, 39-28, Uhyde comes into Kelso. She'll take the jumper. The three-point shot, no good. Rebound tipped out to Williams. She was going to take the three-point shot, but the Stonewall was right in her face. Now to Gully with 30 seconds to go in the quarter. Left side now to Clay. Into Gully now, top of the key. Comes right side to Kelso. Back left side to Williams. She will take the three, no. The rebound, Clay. Had it knocked away by Olsen. 18 seconds to go, third quarter. Back comes Uhyde now into the front court. Back down court comes Chantel Wilson. Wilson now will set it up up front for the Pioneers. Near side, gets it to Stonewall. Stonewall, right corner to Larson. Inside now to Olsen. Tipped away and picked up by Florina the Streaks. 1 second to go, and that they won't get a shot off. That's the end of the third quarter with the score. It's Uhyde 39, Galesburg 28. You're listening to Silver Streak Girls Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
Fires happen, people slip and fall, and accidents occur. All these things can happen in your business, so it's vital to have the right business insurance coverage. Hi, I'm Mark Craddy at Craddy Insurance in Galesburg. My business is to make sure yours is protected through Rockford Mutual with a customized policy. And in some cases, we may be able to lower your current premiums. So to review your current policy or obtain a commercial insurance quote from Rockford Mutual, call me today at Craddy Insurance on North Henderson Street in Galesburg.
WGIL, proud to be a part of Galesburg.
This is Michelle Bazzari with WGIL. Get your sweet tooth ready for the Galesburg Historical Society's Chocolate Festival the weekend after Valentine's Day. It's at the Antique Mall on Main Street with a nearly endless array of delicious, luscious chocolates. $8 at the door. Get more info at WGIL.com.
This community announcement is brought to you by the staff and local ownership of WGIL. Involved and invested in Galesburg.
I'm News Director Will Stevenson. If you see news happening or want us to report on a story, tell us about it 24/7 by emailing news@wgil.com.
Galesburg's ball to start the fourth quarter. They go right to Kelso in the corner. She takes a three-point shot, no good. Tipped out of bounds by Florine. It'll be Uhyde ball.
That would have been a nice start to the quarter. That third quarter, Jim, was kind of a couple different quarters, as the Streaks that were in the middle of the quarter cut it all the way down to a five-point deficit and then watched Uhyde then run it right back up.
Here's Olsen gets it to Larson, breaking for the basket. And Bailey Larson has her second basket of the game. She has 4 points, 41-28, the 13-point Uhyde lead. Left side now to Clay, and Massey's going to call another timeout. This is going to be a full timeout. We'll take a break with 7:30 to go in the ball game. It's Normal Uhyde 41, Galesburg 28. You're listening to Silver Street Girls Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
Looks like the mailman's here with a great big package. I wonder if that's for Mommy. Did Daddy give Mommy a present? Oh my goodness, that is huge. Ooh, it's kind of heavy, huh? Let's see what we got. A power bill?
Giant power bills are no present. Save money on yours with a high-efficiency furnace from Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating. Because you deserve to be comfortable in your home, but not miserable when you get the bill.
You just crashed your car, had an accident, and you don't know what to do.
Dave's Auto Body.
You better call Dave's.
Prepare to save more. Spend less and avoid getting ripped off by listening to Clark Howard. Weekdays at 3 on Galesburg Radio 14 WGIL.
Galesburg's ball after the full timeout. They trail 41-28 and promptly turn it over as an over and back called against the Streaks.
Yeah, careless turnover, and you can't have that in a game like this where the only way you're going to get back into this one is by really pushing the bill.
Sabrina Clay out, Alyssa Carl in for Galesburg. Larson now into the front court, left-handed dribble outside the three-point line, now to Stonewall, tried to get it into Ramsey, tipped away by Williams of Galesburg, and Casey brings it out for the Streaks. Casey Williams now to Kelso, the trailer, to Gully, 7:10 to go in the game. Gully drives the foul line, got it left side to Alyssa Carl. Back out to Williams now, foul line far left. Williams drives the baseline, she'll take the running jumper, good. Casey Williams with her first points of the game, makes it 41-30. 11-point Uhyde lead. Here comes Larson to Stonewall. Shantae Stonewall drives top of the key. on the right side. Larson will take the three-pointer. Yes. Wide open. Bailey Larson was 7, 44-30.
Seems like every time the Streaks have a little bit of life and hope in this one, all of a sudden they shut. Uhigh comes back and shuts the door right back closed. Big time three right there.
Here's Williams.
Ball kicked by Stonewall as she jumped up just trying to steal the ball, and Williams tried to go low and she got her foot on it.
Alyssa Carl goes out, Clay back in. Sammy Thompson in for the Streaks. Sammy has it now on the left side, gets double teamed. Ball goes down on the floor. And what do we got?
Well, this is the same thing that happened before to Lexi. She was along that sideline. The Uhigh, she's holding over her head. Uhigh just comes in and takes it out of her hands, and this time it goes onto the floor, jump ball, and it's going to go back to Uhigh.
Here comes Larson. Larson gets a pick up top. Now the ball comes near side to Stonewall. Inside to Stroyan. Stroyan now working against Clay, and Clay's able to knock the ball away from her. Goes out of bounds. Clay battling inside with Emma Stroyan. Big time there. Stroyan will toss it in right down here in front of us on the west side. Comes all the way back in. Got it to Raven Hughes, who's come back into the game. We'll get a whistle and a foul called here.
Yeah, Sammy got a little too much arm as she was going out to jump at it. And Coach Massey not happy about something. He's trying to plead with the official there along the sideline. Oh, he's saying there should be a travel because their players are stopping and then taking an extra jump, which should be a travel. And getting no sympathy from the officials.
Stonewall drives the paint. Ball tipped away by Sammy Thompson. Goes down on the floor. Stonewall picks it up again. Is able to get it down. Here's a shot up, no good. And by Raven Hughes, and we'll get a whistle here.
Yeah, Kelso's going to get called for the foul.
First on her, sixth team foul on the Streaks.
The freshman Raven Hughes going to the line, and now we're going to have those Streaks call their last timeout, Coach Massey, and it's going to be a full timeout.
Timeout on the floor with 5:54 to go in the ballgame. It's Uhigh 44, Galesburg 30. You're listening to Silver Streak Girls Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
There's always a moment of truth where it's either put up or shut up. We were yelling our hearts out. Even in our weakness, even in our pain, we continued to push. I don't know where the pain went to, but all I know is that I had what it took. I am a United States Marine.
PFC Darrell Willis serves his country as a Marine. Will you? Visit Marines.com or call 1-800-MARINES.
Nobody covers the Silver Streaks like Galesburg Radio 14 WGIL.
5 minutes, 54 seconds to go in the fourth quarter, 44-30. We're going to have Raven Hughes at the line. Uhigh leading the Streaks by 14 points. Free throws around and she drops it. First point of the game for the 5'10 freshman, Raven Hughes.
This is her first action of the game. I don't think she's seen the floor until now.
No, she was in earlier.
Was she?
Yeah.
Okay, I must have missed her.
Second one is also good. Back comes Galesburg now, 16-point lead for Uhigh. Casey Williams left side, being bothered by Stonewall, got it to Sammy Thompson, now to Boydston. Boydston now spins away. She's bothered now by Stonewall, got it to Kelso right side. Kelso back out to Boydston, left-handed dribble inside the three-point line. Casey Williams with a three-point field goal attempt, no good. The rebound controlled by Shantae Stonewall. Stonewall will bring it up right to left now for the Pioneers. To head to Larson. Now to Hughes. They get it on the high post to Stroyan. Stroyan comes back out to Larson. Larson up top. Now the ball tipped away. Now back to Stroyan. Stroyan in the paint tried to get the hook shot up. Looks like she got fouled by Sammy Thompson.
No, I think, is it Sammy? I thought, it was Sabrina Clay.
It's Clay.
Clay had her
third.
Along the arm.
That's the seventh team foul. So Emma Stroyan, who has 8 points in the ballgame, will go to the free throw line and shoot two here. With her team, the Uhigh Pioneers, up by 16, make it 17 as she hits the first. 9 points for Stroyan.
Adds to the biggest lead of the game for the Pioneers.
Central Connecticut State. Never heard of that one. That's where she's going. Second one missed. The rebound controlled by Sammy Thompson of Galesburg. Outlet pass to Boydston, now Williams. Williams has the ball taken right out of her arms by Stonewall. Ball goes down on the floor. Now it's going to go out of bounds. Which way will they go here?
Streak ball.
No, they'll say it goes to Uhigh. No, they'll say it goes to Galesburg.
Yeah, you're because right. What happened was Stonewall went down to her knees with her dribble. then saw everybody coming. She tried to kick it out to a teammate. Unfortunately, she missed it and went all the way along the baseline, out of bounds, Silver Streak basketball.
4:58 to go in the ball game. Gillsburg had a 2-point second quarter in this one. Right side, Kelso thought about the three, but she was getting pressure outside. Instead, now Williams on the high left side doesn't have anybody to throw it to. Instead, drives the three-point line to Boyson, who will take the three. No good. The rebound controlled by Clay. She couldn't hold on to it. Picked up by Larson. Back on the attack now comes Bailey Larson. Larson now right side. Gets the ball over. Here's a shot and a drive to the hoop. Put up no good by Tori Dubit. And Dubit's going to go to the line and shoot two, as she was fouled on the play by Casey Williams of the Streaks, her third.
Dubit's first trip to the line. She has not scored in this game.
Tori Dubit is a 5'7 senior.
She didn't score against the Streaks last year either. She did have four rebounds and a block, though, and two steals.
Second free throw is also good. Gillsburg lost 55-40 in that game last year on January 19th of 2013. 49-30, biggest lead of the game. Now Clay will drive right to the basket and put it up and through. Sabrina Clay has 10, 49-32 with 4:16 to go. Full court pressure by the Streaks, now stolen by Sammy Thompson for Gillsburg at center court on a bad U-high pass. Left side to Williams, but Williams, the pass slightly behind her. She should have gotten it. She's frustrated with herself, and it turns it over to U-high.
Casey, thinking about scoring before she brought that ball in, and that can happen. You take your focus off the task at hand, all of a sudden that ball's going the other way.
Back on the attack comes Larson now for U-high, destroying on the right side, looking for Stonewall. Now that Stroyan throws a bad pass, trying to get the ball back up top to Raven Hughes, and Gillsburg will get it back.
Well, the Streaks are going to need some kind of run here, and it's got started soon. 3:51 left to go in this one. Streaks down by 17.
Boydston tried to thread a pass into Clay, but the ball was tipped away. It's going to be picked up by Hughes. Hughes gets it out to Dubit. Now back on the attack to Larson. Larson has going to have the ball go right through her hands out of bounds as Kelso had the pressure on her, and it'll be Streaks' ball.
Well, the team's trading turnovers right now. Not a good formula for the Streaks to get back into this one.
Back comes Boydston now for Gillsburg to Williams. Now on the left side to Sammy Thompson. Thompson couldn't control. The ball's going to go off her out of bounds.
Well, it's just, Jim, right now it's just a combination of bad passes and bad hands. So the Streaks...
We're going to call a foul.
Oh, okay.
They called a foul on U-High. I'm not sure who it was on. It's going to be Galesburg's ball. Fourth team foul. So Williams will throw it in the corner in the front court on the east end of the gym. To Boydston, back to Williams. Casey now trying to dribble left side to Sammy. Sammy Thompson with the ball gets a pick from Boydston. Now comes on the right side. Boy, Kelso was wide open. Sammy couldn't find her. Back out to Boydston as we come up to the three-minute mark. Now to Clay, to Thompson as they operate around the three-point perimeter. We haven't seen Florine. Now Kelso is going to take the three, and it's good. Haley Kelso hits the three-pointer. She has 12, all from the three-point perimeter. Full court pressure by the Streaks. The 14-point lead, 45-39. Tipped away by Gillsburg. Tipped away again. Boyson's going to pick it up. Gillsburg has it. And Boyson gets... Oh, they're going to call a travel. I thought that was going to be a foul. So the travel against Boyson. Up against her was Karen McCall, who's come into the game. And it looked like McCall pushed her, but they call the travel on Boydston. Back comes U-High. Right side to Kate Olson, who's come back in for Laura Sellers' team. Getting some pressure out front. Now on the right side was able to get the ball to Chantel Wilson, and we'll get a whistle and a foul call.
I thought Kaylin poked that away with her right hand cleanly and then picked the ball up. They're going to say she reached in, and that's going to be 1-1. Ninth team foul.
Her first. It'll be Chantel Wilson, who has 4 points in the game, going to the line. The free throw is on the way, and she hits it. Wilson, a 5'7 senior. Boy, the best players on this team are young, aren't they?
Yeah, this is a very good team. And they're going to just keep getting better and better each year.
Wilson hits the second. She has 6, 51-35, U-High. Back comes Casey Williams now to Boydston. Boydston dribbles right side now to Clay. Back out now to Sammy. Sammy to Boydston with 2:20 to go into Clay. Clay in the lane, gets away, puts it up and through. Sabrina Clay with 12 points in this one. 51-37. Full court pressure by the Streaks. Galesburg not ready to fold up their tent yet. Over the timeline now, and we're going to get a push called here as driving to the basket. Well, that time for U-High was Avery Hamm.
Kelso just a bump as she was trying to get back down the floor, and that'll send Hamm to the line with the double bonus. 2:05 left to go here. Streaks down 14. Make it 15.
Avery Hamm hits it. Kelso second. As Eric said, the 10th team foul. Clay will go out. Alyssa Carl back in. Avery Hamm, the 5'9 junior, eyes it. Here it is, and she hits it. They're 9 for 10 from the line in the fourth quarter. 53-37 in favor of U-High. Under 2 minutes, a minute 57 to go in the ballgame. Now, Boydston loses it out of bounds, but they say it's Galesburg's ball that went off Chantel Wilson. That's Katie Lingenfelder into the game for the Streaks.
This is her first action of the day. She didn't play in the earlier game.
Casey Williams will go out. Lingenfelder set to throw it in. Comes into Kelso. Back now to Boydston. Boydston now spins with the ball between the rings. Right side now to Kelso. Kelso got it back out to Boydston. Boydston dribbling outside with a minute 40 to go to Sammy Thompson. Now to Lingenfelder. Lingenfelder now gets it out to Alyssa Carl. Carl now back to Lingenfelder in the corner to Kelso. Kelso has the ball tipped away. Goes out of bounds as it was Avery Hamm who knocked it out of Kelso's hand. And Lingenfelder will throw it in. We'll get some more subs.
Yeah, Madison Ross going to come into this game, and she's going to get Sammy Thompson. Now Emily Weaver, and Macy Steck into the game, and the Streaks are going to take the starters out. All the starters are out of the game now. So they're just going to finish this one off. 53-37.
Comes in now to Weaver. Weaver in front of the scorer's table in the front court. Dribbles all the way to the right side of the court. Double team. Now the ball goes down on the floor, and we're going to get a whistle here and a foul called by Dave Frackleton.
Only the fifth team foul, though, on U-High, so the Streaks will still have to inbound. Minute 19 left to go in this one.
It'll be thrown inbounds by Lingenfelter. Foul was called against Chantel Wilson. Macy Steck has it up top. Now she drives the right side, and we'll get a foul called here.
You know, we didn't hear to see any bump fouls the whole game. Now we're into the last minute and a half of the game, and all of a sudden they're going to call U-High for the bump.
Frackleton and Seiler don't call much. Most of the fouls have been called by Brad Gooding. He's the Carthage boy. Frackleton and Seiler from Peoria. Now Lingenfelder has it up top. It was tipped away by Olsen, but Lingenfelder gets it back with a minute to go in the game. Now to Maddie Ross, right side Weaver. Weaver drives into the corner. She's bothered. Got to get a shot up here, girls. Boy, when I was a scrub, first thing we did when we got in was shoot it. Now they get it to Steck, give and go to Carl. Carl now in the left corner, one dribble. Gets it back out to Ross. Ross a bounce pass to Weaver. Weaver back out between the rings, gets a pick from Carl. 36 seconds to go. Will they get a shot before the buzzer? Now left side, Steck wanted to take the three, drives inside running jumper, but she's going to get hit by Olsen, and Olsen's going to be called for her third foul, seventh team foul.
Olsen can't believe it either because she thought she had it clean.
Macy Steck will go to the free throw line for the Streaks. She misses the free throw, first free throw she shot all year, 5'4 junior. Looks like Megan Gugliotta is going to come in for Galesburg along with Jordan Kohler. One more free throw for Macy Steck. Here it is, and she gets it.
She's in the book.
Point, yes, her first point of the game. 27 seconds to go. U-High is going to bring it up very slowly. They lead it 53-38. Up top now, Chantel Wilson. Bounce pass to Olsen on the right side. 15 seconds to go. Near side to Avery Hamm. Back out now to Wilson. Wilson at center court waiting for the pressure to come out to her. 7 seconds to go in the ballgame. And they're just going to let the clock run out. Goes to Olsen on the right side. And the final score will read Normal U-High 53, Galesburg 38. We'll be talking to Coach Massey on our postgame show. You're listening to Silver Streak Girls Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
Play.
play-by-play coverage of Silver Streaks girls basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Galesburg Nissan, now located at 2080 North Henderson Street in Galesburg. By McDonald's, I'm loving it. Dave's Auto Body, you better call Dave's. Crady Insurance, one office for all your insurance needs. Reed Love Sporting Goods in downtown Kewaunee. OSF St. Mary Medical Center, all together better. And by Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating, because you deserve to be comfortable in your home, but not miserable when you get the bill. Galesburg's radio station for news, talk, and Silver Streaks basketball. Galesburg Radio 14 WGIL.
It's Gene and Mike from the new Yem Ford in Galesburg.
We've kicked off 2014 with some exciting new renovations here at Yem Ford. There's more lighting on the lot. We also are updating the service department, detail, and truck shops.
In fact, you can look for lots of changes here over the next couple of months.
But what will never change is that Yem Ford is still number one Ford dealer in Galesburg, Monmouth, and the surrounding area.
Zero for 60 plus is back on select new 2013 and 2014. Fords in stock.
Like a new 2013 Ford C-Max Hybrid that gets 45 miles per gallon city. Buy with 0 for 60, plus you'll save over $2,800.
Or a new 2013 Ford F-150 Super Crew 4x4. Get 0% for 60, plus you'll save over $8,800.
We can't wait to show you all the new changes happening inside and all the great deals happening outside.
At your new Yem Ford, corner of West Main and Linwood Road, Galesburg, and at YemFord.com.
Insurance is not something you like, but when tragedy strikes, it can be your best friend. Crady Insurance, your local Rocker Mutual Insurance agency in Galesburg, will help you choose the right coverage to protect not just your home or auto, but you as well. This is Mark Crady. We can offer lower premiums if both your car and home are insured through Rocker Mutual. So stop by today and let's talk about your options at Crady Insurance on North Henderson Street in Galesburg.
The official WGIL forecast, winter storm warning from 6 p.m. tomorrow until 3 p.m. Monday for Warren, Henry, Henderson, and Mercer counties. A winter weather advisory from midnight tonight until 9 a.m. tomorrow for Henry County. And a wind chill warning from midnight tomorrow night until noon Tuesday for Knox, Fulton, Peoria, and Stark counties. Partly cloudy this evening and then snow after midnight with snow accumulation of 1 to 4 inches and lows dropping down around 6 degrees. Currently, it is 12 degrees at Galesburg Radio 14, WGIL.
Stats, the Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game, and comments from Streaks head coach Evan Massey. WGIL's coverage of GHS girls basketball continues with the Silver Streaks postgame show on Galesburg Radio 14.
The news not good as the Silver Streaks fall to University High of Normal 53-38. Our postgame show brought to you by Breedlove Sporting Goods in downtown Kewaunee. Well, it was all U-High here. Galesburg had a two-point second quarter, which was really the difference in this ball game. U-High outscoring them 14-10 in the fourth and 13-12 in the third, and then 16-14 in the first, but it was 10-2 in the second quarter. Let's run down the stats for Breedloves. They were led in scoring by Destiny Ramsey, U-High was. She had 17 points in the ball game, did not score in the fourth quarter. The only other player in double figures was Shantae Stonewall, who had 10 points in the game. 9 points for Emma Stroyan, their center, who's on her way to Central Connecticut State. Then 7 points in the game for Bailey Larson, their point guard. 2 points for Avery Hamm. Tori Dubit had two. 6 points for Chantel Wilson, and Raven Hughes had two. The Streaks had two players in double figures. Haley Kelso with 12 points. She had all those from the three-point line. She had two threes in the first, one three in the third, and one three in the fourth. 12 points for Sabrina Clay in the game. Shaylee Florine had four. Sammy Thompson had four. 3 points for Raina Gully. 2 points for Casey Williams, and Macy Steck got a free throw in the fourth quarter. She had one. As we said, it was 16-14 U-High at the end of the first. The Pioneers of U-High outscoring Galesburg 10-2 in the second quarter. They led it by 10 at the half, 26-16. Then UI outscored Galesburg 13-12 in the third quarter to lead at 39-28, and it was UI outscoring Galesburg in the fourth quarter 14-10 to win it 53-38. The Silver Streaks dropped now to 14-11 on the season. They finish, Galesburg finishes 2-3 in the Thanksgiving tournament in their five games.
And okay.
Oh, did I say Thanksgiving?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a brain cramp, huh? In the MLK tournament, and U-High finishes 3-2 in the Martin Luther King tournament. They're now 18-4 on the season. They've lost, the games they've lost, Quincy, Notre Dame, Morton, Springfield, and Peoria Central. We'll take a break. Eric will come back with her stats. We'll talk to head coach Evan Massey of the Silver Streaks. You're listening to Silver Streaks Girls Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
He shoots, he scores. Hi, it's Jesse J. Perez from Yem Chevrolet, Buick, GMC, Chrysler, Jeep, Dodge, and Ram in Galesburg. When you're ready to shop for your next new or pre-owned car, no one can go the distance today like Jesse J.
Silver Streaks Girls Basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Rob Williams, State Farm Agent in the 4L Plaza in Galesburg for all your insurance and financial services needs. And by Arby's on North Henderson Street in Galesburg. Proud to bring you GHS Girls Basketball on WGIL.
Whether you read your morning emails at your desktop or on the go with your mobile device, start your day with a morning brief from WGIL News. It's free and you can subscribe now at WGIL.com.
We're sitting here debating who our crunch time player of the game is. I think we may have it figured out. Let's go to Eric Gibson for his stats, brought to you by Breedlove Sporting Goods in downtown Kewaunee.
Well, team stats obviously ugly in this one. 13 turnovers for the U-High Pioneers. A very good job, for the most part, handling the ball for them. I mean, outside the fourth quarter where they turned it over six times, they only turned the ball over seven times in the first three quarters, and the fourth quarter got to be kind of a sloppy one. Streaks turned the ball over 21 times. You're not going to win very many games, especially against teams of the caliber of U-High, when you turn the ball over 21 times. As far as rebounding, the Streaks were out-rebounded 27-25. We've said that very few times so far this season, and this is one of those situations where it's kind of come into a big issue. So the Streaks turning it over 20, or rebounding only 25 times, getting out-rebounded by two. Offensive rebound Streaks were out-rebounded 10-7. U-High, 20-42 from inside the arc, 1-6 for distance, so they were 21-48 from the field. Streaks, on the other hand, were 12-22 from inside the arc, 4-18, 16-40 overall from the field. The Streaks again being beat at the free throw line. U-High, 10-13. Streaks only 2-6, so leaving a lot of points at the free throw line and not even getting to the free throw line a whole lot. And that's something we've talked about continually during the season. Individual stats, in addition to the points Jim told you about, 5 rebounds for Shante Stonewall, as well as 2 blocks, just a real nice player. Emma Stroyan had 5 rebounds and 2 blocks. Destiny Ramsey, 7 rebounds and a block. So 3 players that kind of really had the Streaks number in this one and caused them all kinds of problems. Streaks, on the other hand, individual numbers, Shaylee Florine, 10 rebounds and 2 blocks and 2 steals to go with her 4 points. So although she didn't score a lot, she at least was doing other things to help the team out. It's something you ask of every player. Sabrina Clay, 2 rebounds, 2 blocks, a steal, and an assist. Kaylin Boydson, good job passing the ball in this one. 10 assists, 1 steal, although even though she didn't score, 4 rebounds for Casey Williams, an assist and a steal. Sammy Thompson had an assist and a steal and 1 rebound. So tough game for the Silver Streaks. Just one of those games where, you know, Jim, they seem like they were out of it for every part of this game other than, you know, first quarter you're down 16-14 after one. Third quarter, they fell down pretty substantially and then ended up going on a big run. And at one point had this down to 33-28. From that point on, they were outscored 20-10, and that was pretty much the tail of the tape.
You know, Massey talks about the officiating, and you talk about the strength, but when you have officials like Seiler and Frackleton who don't call much, Galesburg gets that ball, and they don't hold on to it tight enough. They're not able to move it around, and in this case, U-High came in and would double-team it and take the ball right out of their hands.
Well, you know, and the other thing that on top of that, Jim, that I'm still kind of surprised by, is that they were letting so much contact go. I mean, every time the Streaks had the ball, there was slapping, there was pushing, there was even just hands on players. You know, we saw every time the Streaks started with a set, they had their hands on the players, and that's something that they were supposedly trying to reduce in the game, and that didn't seem to be the case tonight.
A lot like the National Hockey League when they call that interference at the beginning of the year, and then by the time you get to the 1st of December, it's gone. And you're seeing that with the officiating being so inconsistent, and Evan Mancey's talked about it numerous times on both our pre- and post-game shows. You just don't know what you're going to get from game to game.
Well, and that's a tough thing, and it's, you know, it's tough to teach girls, you know, or I shouldn't say girls, to teach any player, you know, hey, you know, you're not allowed, you've got to work on playing defense by moving your feet more and staying in front of people and, you know, playing passing lanes. And then you see a game like this where they were letting a lot of pushing, shoving, hands, hand play go on. And then all of a sudden, you know, your players are like, well, we were told we shouldn't be doing that. And, you know, how do you correct that stuff? And we don't obviously see the kind of officiating Juhai gets. You know, we don't know the caliber of officiating that Juhai gets on a normal basis, and maybe that's what they're letting go in their conference, and that's why they've adjusted and played that way. But unfortunately for the Silver Streaks, they were on the short end of this of the officiating tonight as far as the physicality went.
Galesburg is a team that needs a game to be called close, and they've always been that way. They need to get to the free throw line, although this team doesn't shoot free throws as well as some past teams, but Galesburg needs a tightly officiated game.
Well, they also have just plain issues getting to the free throw line, too. That's one of the things that's been kind of a common theme in the last few weeks has been the lack of ability the Streaks have had at getting to the free throw line. You know, in this game, they get there six times in the entire game, and this was one of those games where the Streaks really needed to get to the line to try to make some hay because of the difficulty of the length that Juhai had inside, which takes away the Streaks' strength, which is the inside game.
We'll take a break and come back with our Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game and our interview with Coach Massey. You're listening to Silver Streak Girls Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
You just crashed your car, had an accident, and you don't know what to do. Dave's Auto Body. You better call Dave's.
Good luck, Silver Streaks, from the all-new Galesburg Nissan right in front of Sandburg Mall. Stop in and check out the new 2014 Nissans, the most innovative and exciting cars available today. Over 150 to choose from at Galesburg Nissan, right in front of Sandburg Mall.
Governor Pat Quinn goes before the Illinois General Assembly to give his State of the Union address. We'll have live coverage Wednesday at noon on WGIL and WGIL.com.
We had a little discussion on our Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game, but we decided on Sabrina Clay.
Yeah, Sabrina Clay, another one of her solid games. She was able to more or less stay out of foul trouble. 12 points in the game, and most impressively, it was on 6 of 8 shooting. She actually missed her first two shots of the game and then made her last six. She also added two blocks, a steal, an assist, and two rebounds. So a fairly good game for Sabrina, one of those games that, you know, obviously she would trade crunch time player of the game for a win, but a nice game for her. And, you know, this was one of those games that you need Sabrina Clay to come up big because she adds that athletic element to the Streaks.
The Galesburg girls' next game will be on Thursday night, 7 o'clock tip-off, 6:40 pregame on WGIL. As the Quincy Blue Devils come to town. And then how's Manuel? Manuel will be here next Saturday at 1:30. What do you know about Manuel?
A very winnable game for the Streaks. Manuel's been down for the last few years. And, you know, I think part of the issue that Manuel's had is that Peoria has that lax boundary situation where players can move schools with quote-unquote legitimate reasons, and I think what happens is that a lot of the girls that used to go to Manuel ended up going to Central and that, and the one thing that's helped Manuel's attendance or enrollment has been actually the closing of Woodruff, because a lot of those Manuel girls, Manuel was falling, you know, down into the enrollment down there. I think
right.
They were 2A.
They were talking about closing Manuel.
Yeah, 2A right before Woodruff closed, and now I think they're back up in the 3A.
So Manuel will be here on Saturday. Again, 1:30 the tip-off, 1:10 the pregame show. And then the week after next, the Streaks are going to have a killer schedule as they'll play Moline here on Tuesday night at 7 o'clock, Rock Island here on Thursday night at 7 o'clock, and then Eric and I will head up to Winnetka, and they will play New Trier coming up on Saturday, February the 6th. So it's going to be an interesting couple of weeks here for the Galesburg Silver Streaks as Galesburg loses this game 53-38 to Normal U-High. Our post-game interview with Coach Evan Massey brought to you on WGIL by McDonald's. I'm loving it. Two locations in Galesburg on North Henderson Street and on East Main in Galesburg. Only 2 points in the second quarter. That hurt you, Evan. Your reaction to this ball game?
Yeah, I thought defensively we may have done things well enough, you know, to have beaten this team. I mean, our defense didn't hurt us. I'm not saying we, you know, defended perfectly, but our, you know, the combination of, you know, Shaylee, of Sabrina, Sammy off the bench, and of Casey, I thought those guys matched up and defended well enough for us to win. That there isn't anybody that, you know, went nuts on us inside in scoring. And, you know, for the most part, I think we did a decent job on the defensive boards. You know, there were probably about four possessions in which they got multiple offensive rebounds, but once they get offensive position, and if they miss, they've still got offensive position, so that's a problem. So defensively, all right that way. I thought offensively, it's just the 1-3-1. We never got comfortable. Well, you know, I thought there were stretches where when Kalen did a nice job. Of
right,
where,
threading the needle.
Yeah, and but the problem was that with the big kid they've got on the front of the 1-3-1, that they make it hard to go guard to guard, side to side. So their defense becomes stronger because they get the ball to one side, it stays to one side, they don't have to rotate. The times that we could get it from guard to guard and make them have to move, the one wing over on the one side away from Kalen never dropped. And so Kalen got the passes there. That it's just, it's hard with that length to make the ball move.
It seemed like that they're not just their length, but also the physicality that they had out on your guards really caused some issues. And it wasn't just on the actual catches. It was the passes were getting off mark because the girls seemed to feel more pressured, because when they did get the double-team situations, it seemed like the officials were letting a lot of the bumping going and causing issues. You know, we saw Lexi and Sammy pretty much right out in front of the bench get the ball taken pretty strongly from them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think, you know, to a credit to those guys, I thought they were pretty physical in the traps. But what they do is they always have their hands up. They don't have their hands on somebody. And so the contacts with a body, and I think officials are going to be more likely to allow that to happen than when you hand check with things there. But, you know, it's just I thought, you know, we got back. I'm not sure if it was I think it was at the end of the third quarter that we dropped down to 5 points again.
Right.
And they took a timeout. And during that stretch, what had happened to us is we offensively – we had shown incredible patience as far as passing the ball around. And then we came out, and the five possessions after that timeout, it was like we totally forgot, you know, what had been successful. It's like Andy said to me, he goes, we came down, and twice in a row, we just tried to dribble through it, and we tried to score on the just with no passes for a side. And she just, her comment was just, how can we forget what has worked and not, you know, stick with that. And so that part frustrating, but when you got 6 foot kids chasing you, then it becomes more difficult. I thought, you know, compared to how we played against their 1-3-1 last year, I thought we did a better job. You know, that I'm not saying that, I don't say this as an excuse kind of thing, because we didn't execute well enough offensively. But, you know, if we ever can get to the point that we make our free throws, And if, you know, some of the shots that we got on the perimeter that over the last 2 weeks have gone in, had gone in, I'm not saying we'd win, but it'd all of a sudden be interesting to see how Juhai would have reacted if all of a sudden we were still with it. So, you know, it's been a tough run of games with things, but I think we've learned some things.
Only 12 fouls called in the game, too, from them.
People can go get something to eat pretty quick now. wealthy retired people, you can get out to the club and get yourself something to eat at the lounge there.
No, the club's closed in January. I can't do that.
My goodness.
Well, what about this? Now, this week you've got Quincy and Manuel, but then the next week you've got Moline, Rock Island, and New Trier. So it's like this week maybe a breather, and then the week after really a bad competitive week.
Would hope so. What we're doing is we're taking tomorrow off and taking Monday off. And as said to the kids, you know, we started in whenever it was after we had lost to UT and just said, you know, what we've got to focus on is improving, building, and just staying energized. And it's been tough now with this stretch of games, but that we'll come back Tuesday. And what will be nice is maybe Tuesday, Wednesday, we can focus completely on Galesburg and very little on Quincy. And then Friday, we'll look a little bit at Manuel. But like you say, maybe it's a week we can focus on ourselves. And what we can do is kind of, you know, these games, Juhai and Morton and Q&D, you know, I would have liked to have seen us win one of them. And so there's disappointment there, but I think we've, over this stretch with the Alleman, which was in it, today Central, I think we've shown kind of that thing that we did at the Christmas tournament, that I think we've got a toughness that we can compete against, you know, certain level teams that we could. The only blimp really since Christmas in as far as competing with those is Geneseo was a bad loss for us, but otherwise we've been all right. Now, we haven't gotten to the point where these teams that are that next level, the Mortons and them, that we can quite get there. I think we've shown that we can play with them 16 minutes or 24 minutes, and what we got to do is over the last 3 weeks is just get to the point that we can play longer. But, yeah, I realize for, you know, a freshman and sophomore point guard, of this morning they play against a scrambling 2-3 zone that you can't figure out. Tonight they play against a 1-3-1 that's big and all over them. They go against Quincy Notre Dame's pressure that they've, you know, pretty much, you know, seen it all. And so what we need to do is come back energized and ready to go.
Will you seed the regional this week or the week after?
I think it's this week. Jay Hatch said next week, but
I thought it was the week after, too. I thought I had read somewhere.
You're on Jay's side then. Okay.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I'm just saying what I had read.
Look on it, yeah.
Evan, thank you so much for being with us.
Yeah.
Evan Massey, the head coach of the Silver Streaks, brought to you by McDonald's. I'm loving it. Well,
you know, it's kind of one of those stretches that Coach Massey kind of talked about, it, kind of that learning curve that these younger girls are still having to go through, Jim. And one of the things that I think is crucial for this team going forward is you've got to be competitive in these games, and we've seen them be competitive. I mean, Q&D, you guys had them, the girls were up by one after a half of play, and, you know, that's a real good Quincy Notre Dame team that, you know, although they won by double digits against this Juhai team, it was a pretty competitive game against them. In Morton game, the Streaks were in it pretty much the whole way, just couldn't get over the hump of that 8-10 point swing. And then the Streaks in this one, again, they were competitive, and essentially two of the quarters were pretty tight. It was that second quarter, I mean, all three quarters, I guess, other than the second quarter, were pretty tight point-wise. You know, you take out that second quarter, and all of a sudden the Streaks lose this one by just 7 points, and that's a much different story, you know, if you're down by seven coming down that final stretch than having to try to battle back from double digits.
So the Silver Streaks win one and lose one on this Saturday, January 25th. Galesburg winning earlier in the day, 64-44 against Peoria High, but the final in this game, it was University High of Normal, 53, and Galesburg, 38. Our thanks to Nick Simpson back at the Galesburg Radio Center for spinning the dials for us tonight. And we will talk to you on Thursday night from John Thiel Gym as the Quincy Blue Devils will be in here for a Western Big Six contest. It should be fun. The final again, it was U-High 53 and Galesburg 38. For Eric Gibson, I'm Jim Wyman. So long from John Thiel Gym.
Thanks for listening to Silver Streaks Girls Basketball on Galesburg Radio 14, WGIL. This has been a WGIL sports presentation.